what is the main mitzvah of shofar, and how it gets impacted in halacha? Is the main mitzvah taka the shmiyah, and the tkiyah is less important, and we'll see how it mamish could be relevant in halacha, in many, many pratim in halacha, besides for the famous Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi deals with a stolen shofar. That's the famous shaila. He be yotze with a stolen shofar, right? Besides for that, just practical shailas, right? The Moshe, a guy called me yesterday, he told me that last year he wanted to know what, there was a whole tumult, happened last year, that the Baal Tekeya couldn't blow the shofar. He made the bracha, could not blow the shofar. Couldn't get the sound out. So they brought him another shofar. So he wanted to know, there was a whole tumult then in shul, if he should make a bracha, he should make a bracha. Another bracha. Right? So that's mefurish, that if this story happened in the middle of the tkiyas, you don't have to make another bracha. That's clear. And a guy makes a bracha on the shofar, and he blows, and then in the middle, he can't blow anymore. They need another shofar. So there it's kepaskant that you don't need another bracha. But this case was different. This guy said in his shul, the guy, the Baal Tekeya, just wasn't getting the sound out. The first kiyah was having trouble. He already was having trouble the first kiyah. And they asked for another shofar. They gave him another shofar. There was a tumult whether he should make a bracha or not. So the rabbi actually looked it up on the spot, and he saw in the Mishabura that the Mishabura says you have to blow, you have to make another bracha. If the shofar got switched right away before you even started blowing, you need to blow again. You need to make another bracha. But then he told me, so the rabbi paskin that way, but there was a huge tumult afterwards about the rabbi's psak. So the rabbi's psak is found before Shulchan in the Mishabura. If you look at Mishabura here, Tov Kuf Pehei, in Notnu Shofar Ben Tzadkiyas, Ve'efilu Shofar Acher, the middle of tkiyas, the shofar that you were using became not usable. They took it away from you. It doesn't matter why. Right? That's not relevant to the shaila. And now, if you lo shofar acher, ain't tzarech levorach. You don't have to make another bracha. Aval, bein brocha, l'tchilas hatkiyah, tzarech levorach. But if the shofar ended up not being used at all, so I made a bracha l'shmer kol shofar, and then I couldn't get the sound out, then you talk, I have to make another bracha. So he's up to Mishabur. So why was this a big tumult? He said, they started looking it up in different places, in halacha, and they found contradictions. Contradictions. What's the same halacha by Kriyas HaTorah? You call somebody up for an aliyah, he makes a bracha, aliyah, and then you open up the Sefer Torah, you see it's possible. Now you start leaning. You didn't start leaning. Made the bracha, open up the Sefer Torah, it's possible. What do you do with Chagat? Do you need to make another bracha? So if you go to Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, same shaila. L'chor, it's mamish, the same shaila. Right. So what's the problem? The problem is if you look in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, you'll see that Taka, the Binyan Olam, Rabbi Isaac Chover, says that you have to make a new bracha. Same logic. You made a bracha on the Sefer Torah. You never used it. The bracha wasn't chal. That's it. You need a...
It has to be the first aliyah, right?
What?
It has to be the first aliyah, right?
When you say first aliyah?
Meaning because...
No.
Even if it's a middle aliyah?
Doesn't matter which aliyah. If from when I made the bracha, each aliyah is making a new aliyah. So I go up and I make a bracha. Not today. Today we mechaven. Once you make an end bracha, today, in the old days they made the first guy made the first bracha, the last guy made the last bracha. The people in the middle just read. But once you make an end bracha, you cut it off. Now you need a new bracha. So, over there in Ochos Kriyas HaTorah, so the Binyan Olam is actually consistent. The Binyan Olam paskins in Ochos Kriyas HaTorah, that if you make an aliyah and then you open it up and it's puzzle, you have to make a new bracha. Take out a new sefer Torah, new bracha. You start from the beginning. Bereishis bara. The binyan olam l'shitasai. If you look here in the Mishabura, he brings down this psak tzorich levarich. So this is from the binyan olam. He's the one that paskens this way. They have to make a new bracha, right? So it's very good, right? But the problem is that the Mishabura in Hilchos Kriyas Torah holds that you don't have to make another bracha. He holds that if the Sefer Torah is puzzled right away, take out another Sefer Torah, Mishabura is mashma, you don't make another bracha. And over here, he paskins, you do have to make another bracha. Mamish is stira. Again, the source of the Mishabura is not a stira, because the Binyan Olam holds, by Kriyas HaTorah you have to make another bracha, and by Tkiyah Shofar you have to make another bracha. So the source is good, but the Mishabura is the problem. The Mishabura himself, in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, he's not there to the other poskim, that you don't have to make a new bracha, even though they switched it on you. Right? And in Tkiyah Shofar he's saying that if they made a hefs, if they ended up you made a bracha and you couldn't use the Shofar, to make this problem bigger is the shiloh we're discussing right now. Suppose we have a stira. What's the difference between Kriyas HaTorah? The other Mishabura holds you don't need another bracha, and over here by Tkiyah Shofar holds you do need a bracha. To make the problem bigger, if the contradiction was the other way around, it wouldn't be a problem. Let's say over here the Mishabura said you don't have to make another bracha, and over there he passed like the Binyanai. Then I wouldn't need to give you a shir. I will tell you very simple. By Kriyas HaTorah, the Sefer Torah is connected to the actual Aliyah, the mitzvah is to read from the Sefer Torah. Good. Over there, made a bracha on this Sefer Torah. And you didn't use it at all. Now you have a new Sefer Torah, you have to make a new bracha. Mashiach by Shofar, when the whole mitzvah is the Shemiyah. Just like, and the bracha even is on Lishmoyah, not Litkoyah, Lishmoyah, exactly. Why do we make a bracha l'shmoya not l'tkoya? Because the bracha is not to blow. The bracha is here. You always bring your eye the other way. The bracha is l'shmoya. So if the steer would have been the other way, we'd have no problem. The Mishabura Tkiyah Shofar, if he would have paskened in Tkiyah Shofar not like the Binyan Olam, and that you don't have to make a new bracha, and Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, he would have said, you do have to make another bracha. I would say, oh, makes sense. Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, the mitzvah is to read from the Sefer Torah talk. And there, Sefer Torah is more connected to the mitzvah. And over here, the mitzvah is just Shmir. Just like mitzvah of mother. Just like if you have a shofar that's gozel, so the halacha is you yotzer with that shofar, because the mitzvah is not on the shofar. The mitzvah is just a Shmir. And that's Kepaskin in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. Like the Yerushalmi, that's kosher. That would have been good, but the problem is the series the other way. Over here, the Mishabura Paskins, you do have to make another bracha. And by Kriyas HaTorah, you don't have to make another bracha. It's a stira. Right? That's the problem. Again, it's not even clear why the way we paskin, some Achronim ask, they don't understand, the shofar is not the mitzvah b'chol. Who cares? This shofar, that shofar, the other shofar. The mitzvah is a shmir. Who cares? But anyway, azoy shteita. That's azoy shteita. So the shaila is halacha l'maisa. How do we get around the steer? So this goes to the root shaila, which is what taka does it mean that the mitzvah is shmir not tkiya? What does that mean? Does that mean that tkiya is not the mitzvah at all? Does that mean that tkiya is a hechsher mitzvah? How much does the tkiya play a role? So I'll tell you a shaila somebody asked me this year. I brought up the shaila in shul. I have a Talmud who has a shteller in Pennsylvania. And they have it's like a little bit of a kiruv type of situation. And they have a minyan for the children. Mom is children. I'm talking about not bar mitzvah. But it's like a minyan training program. So they have a bunch of kids, ages between, let's say, 9 and 12. No, not bar mitzvah. And they do like I would call it a mock davening. It's not mock, they daven, but they do Shemoneh Esrei, they do Krishma, Shemoneh Esrei. The whole Rosh Hashanah davening is an hour. Kids enjoy it. Stories, maises. They have the kids daven for the moment too. Because why not? They're not saying Kaddish. It's just to feel like it. So somebody in the shul said they'd like that the kid should have, one of the kids should be the Baal Tekeah. The blowing shofar. Well, one of the kids, Baal Shofar, is he gear l'chinuch. So let one 9-year-old kid blow shofar for all the other kids. That was a shaila. Could they? That was his shaila. This is what they wanted. The people in the shul wanted that. They felt it would inspire the kids. That everything it's a kid's minion. The ganze maase. They even have like a fake Kriyas HaTorah a little bit. They don't make a bracha. They call a guy up and they read and they make up sabah. So, but Tekiah Shofar, they really, it's a gear l'chinuch. They're mechuyev Tekiah Shofar. So Bashkof and Rishayna should be no problem. They're all on the same level obligation. Obviously, you can't take a 3-year-old kid to blow because he's not a gear l'chinuch. But once you reach a gear l'chinuch, there's no difference between a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old. They're both equally chayiv and Tekiah Shofar. Should be able to do it. That was his shaila. Is there any room for a objection? So I told him, there is a room for objection. There is a room for objection. What's the room for objection? It goes back to the shaila. That's what I'm saying. There's so many shailas all telling you the shaila. Tekiah, Shmiya, how much they're to integrate. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you. First of all, there is a pre-chadash. And I'm not telling you that we're choshish for this mamish la'alocha. There is a pre-chadash who holds that by all mitzvahs, a katan should not be moitzi a katan. By all mitzvahs. But that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. Most poskim say, klar, a katan could be moitzi a katan. Why? What's the reason why a katan shouldn't be moitzi a katan? Could you think of a reason? What? That's equally obligated. What? So how is he moitzi himself? It's not a question. I need Arvus if I wasn't Yetzi yet. But they're all equally. I don't need Arvus. I only need Arvus when I'm Yetzi you if I was already Yetzi. If I wasn't Yetzi, I don't need Arvus. I could be Yetzi you without Arvus, right? I only need Arvus if I was already Yetzi. If I wasn't Yetzi, I don't need Arvus. As much tas that they have in Aloha. So I asked you a question. Could he blow for himself?
Yes, but you could also do that over. Saying, blowing for yourself is chenna, because you could blow for yourself after one as well.
No.
You
can.
Yeah, you could blow for yourself
after. Only if you're a girl, but not if you're. Right.
So I'm saying, could you put the chenna present from somebody else? That's under one as well.
You hear what he's saying? He wants to say maybe he's felt l'chinuch because. The chinuch, you have to be yaitz in a way that you could be yaitz when you're a gadol. If he was a gadol and he heard from a katan, it wouldn't work. The minion's not being yaitz to anybody. They're davening. Nobody's being yaitz to anybody in that minion. The only thing that minion was being yaitz, there's only one thing that they were being yaitz in that minion, was the Tekiah Shofar. The davening, they were davening themselves. They're not being yaitz, nobody's being yaitz to anybody. The problem is that if you need to do the mitzvah al katan in a way that you could be yaitza when you're a gadol, so why aren't we mechayev every katan to hear from a gadol to Tekiah Shofar? The Teretz is whenever Chazal made the chiyuv chinuch, they made that you have to do it in a way that you'll be yaitza al gadol, right? That's the chiyuv chinuch. You're only yaitza chinuch if you do a mitzvah the way. If you did this when you were godly, you'd be yaitz. So that l'chay itself destructs. Because every cotton has the biggest psul that you could exist. He's a cotton. One second, whatever. He's a cotton. He has the biggest psul. The Talmud says, when Chazal were mechayev yuchinuch, they said, you have to be yaitz in mitzvah in a way that you'll be yaitz when you be a godly, except for the fact that you're a cotton. Obviously that, you don't have to be yaitz with the fact that you're a gadol. So meaning, the mitzvah you do has to be fully kosher, and the only thing wrong with it is that it's a katan. Otherwise, you can't have chinuch to begin with. You can't, like I said, any mitzvah that you need to hear from somebody, you have to do it yourself. You'd have to hear from somebody. Kiddush, okay, the katan should have to hear kiddush from his father, he can't make kiddush himself. Because from his father, it's a good Kiddush. His Kiddush, he can't be Yetzer from. If he listens to Akotin, his Kiddush, he won't be Yetzer. The Teretz is, we don't make that exception because we say, every Chinuch is Pasul out Akotin. Elamai, Chazal only required it should be kosher except for the problem of Katnus. Well, one second, let's chill. That's Pshat and those that argue, that's Pshat and those who hold you could be Yotze from a cotton, the way we hold, most of the place. The Pre-Chadosh, on the other hand, held, no. The cotton can only be Yotze from himself, because if you're doing it for yourself, then we isolate the fact that you're a cotton. But once you're using somebody else's mitzvah, then it's got to be, that would be the Pre-Chodesh's distinction. Meaning, all those that argue with the Pre-Chodesh hold, when Chazal came and they established Chinuch, they said you have to do the mitzvah in a way that's kosher except for the fact that there's katnus. Basically, psul katnus is not a problem by Chinuch. So if you learn like that, then any cotton can be mitzvah, any cotton. Because when Chazal introduced Chinuch, they said you need a kosher mitzvah except for the problem of katnus. So then there's no difference of cotton doing the mitzvah himself or the cotton doing the mitzvah with another guy. No problem. All good. Pre-Chodesh holds, no. You have to do the mitzvah in a way that you answer when you're gadol. Included that is you have to hear it from a Baruch Yehuva. Except if you do it yourself, then they it's an exception to you if you're doing it yourself. Fine. That's the machlekes. But by Shofar, I hold it's a bigger problem. I hold by Shofar, and I told this guy by Shofar it's a bigger problem. Why is it a bigger problem? Because it goes back to our shayla that we're discussing. What is the mitzvah by Shofar? Is the mitzvah tekiya? Is the mitzvah shmiya? Is the mitzvah one or the other? Meaning we find some mitzvahs. The mitzvah is one or the other. The hainu, when I make a bracha, there's l'chatchil the mitzvah, I should hear the bracha. But I'm yetzer bracha if I don't hear the bracha. If I make a bracha and I don't hear the bracha, I'm also yaitz. Right? Why am I yaitz? With Amira. I'm yaitz the bracha by saying it. There's a din, l'chatchila, you should hear. It's not makiv. By Krishna, there's a machloik, it's hashmi loz l'chomashot ha-moitzim yipicha. But if somebody else is making the bracha, then shemir koim, I have to hear. I can't make you a shlich to make a bracha for me. I have to hear the bracha. Right? So by Shofar, you could say the same way. You could say what? The mitzvah is either to blow. The blower is yaitz not because he hears. He blew. You could be yaitz also by hearing tekiya Shofar. It's almost like a shemir koin, a shemir ketekeh. If you hear it. That's obviously what the Rambam and the Yerushalmi are telling us. No. If that would be the case, then the Shofar Gozel would be possible. It's not like that. The mitzvah is shmiya and not tkiya. One second. If the mitzvah is only tkiya, shmiya and not tkiya, so why do you need a bar chiyuva? Why do you need somebody to bar chiyuva to blow for you? Anybody should be able to blow for you. So the Shagas Arya says, maybe taka. Teretz says, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that only a bar chiyuva could be mitzvah. So the Shagasai has a chap. He says, when it really the mitzvah shmiya, that's the mitzvah. But you're only yotze b'shmiya with a sound that you created. You have to create the tkiya. With you create the tkiya, you could be yotze with that tkiya by hearing that tkiya. So when somebody else blows, they are my shliach to blow. I'm being the kind of mitzvah because my mitzvah is shmiya. But I have to create the sound. So you're my shlich to create the sound. And not bar chiyuv is not a bar shlichus. That's a shagas ayis chap. Taka the mitzvah shmiya. And that's why be'etzem, the sound of somebody who's not a bar chiyuv should be good. Which is the kapas tmorim's kash also. Kapas tmorim says, I don't understand. You ain't truer. Says, should be able to, a cotton should be able to blow for a gadol. The whole mitzvah shmiya, the whole mitzvah is to hear, a cotton should be able to blow. So Shagas Arya says,
Yinachalami.
Be'etchem, you're right. You have a different problem. You have to blow also. The key of mitzvah is to hear. But you have to create the sound that you're being yaitzah with. And that mitzvah of blowing, of creating that sound, you're having a shliach do for you. Right? If the guy's not about chiyuva, he's not about a shlichus. He is.
When do we say that?
We don't say it. It's automatic. We shlich tzibur is your shlich. He's your shlich. It's self-understood. The Baal Tekeya, according to the Shagas Aryeh, the Baal Tekeya is your shliach to create the Tekiyah Shefer. How are you yaitza? With the shmia of that sound, of that Tekiyah. Ah, you have to create the sound. That's not a mitzvah shebeguf, to create the sound. That's to create the call that you could be yaitza with. For that, I make you my shliach. So, cher shaytiv akotin. So, one second, so listen to this. So, according to Shagas Aryeh, l'chayra, if you have a guy, a cheresh, hamedaber v'ena shemeya. He's a bardas. He's not called a shaytah. He's a bardas. He, be'etzem, should be able to be a bar shlichas for kol ha'tera kula. By shofar, he's exempt according to Reuven the Poskim, because he can't hear. So when the Mishnah says, it's excluding also a cheresh hamedaber v'enei shemeya. According to Shagas Aryeh, you should be able to blow for me. He doesn't have to be yaitzah. That's what I'm saying. But according to Shagas Aryeh, that the only reason why I don't need a bar chiyuva. The mitzvah is the shmir. The mitzvah is just what? To hear the shayt. Right? I just need a bar chiyuva because otherwise he can't become my shliach to create the sound. Right? All I need is I appointed somebody to create the sound. Shagas Aryeh is saying, you're right. The Yom Tshuva is right. Since the mitzvah shmir, theoretically, even the guy who created the sound is not a bar chiyuva, it shouldn't be a problem. But he's not a kosher shliach. So now I have a problem. I didn't create the sound at all. It's like the sound happened by itself. That's why I'm not yet. So I'm asking you. So as long as I have somebody who's a bar shlichus, right? He's a bar shlichus. So now he created the sound on my behalf. He himself is part of him to keep shofar for whatever reason. Doesn't matter. A woman should be able to blow shofar. She doesn't have to be, she's not mechuyev bedavar, but she's a kosher shliach. She's a badass. I'm making a woman a shliach. She should be moitzim even to keep a shofar. Based on the wording of the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, kol sheini mechuyev bedavar, it sounds like a woman can't be moitzim a man either. Why not? What? She's part of the mitzvah, right? But the mitzvah is hearing that I'm doing myself, she's not being moitzim me. It's just that I need that the person who's blowing was my shliach to make the sound. She's my shliach. She's a kosher shliach. I can make a woman a shliach. I can make a woman a shliach for gittin. I can make a woman a shliach for trumas and maizras. I'm making a woman a shliach. You know, אתה לא שומע מה שאנחנו אומרים. Which means in English, you don't hear what I'm saying. You're 100% right and 100% wrong at the same time. It's a kunz. You have to be a Baal Kishrin to be able to be 100% right and 100% wrong. But you're a Baal Kishrin, that's why. Be 100% right and 100% wrong. You're 100% right that if I have to use this person to be moitzi me, and I want to make them a shliach to be moitzi me on the mitzvah, then they can't be a shliach if they don't have the mitzvah. The whole point of the Shagas Aryeh is, I don't need the person to be moitzi me, because I'm yoitza by hearing. The mitzvah is hearing. And that's why the person who's blowing doesn't have to be a bar chiyuva at all. The only thing is, there's a condition. I have to create a sound. I'm only yoitza by listening to a sound that I created. So I'm making, yeah. It doesn't have to be a kosher sound. That's the whole point of the Shagasari is that a person that blows a shofar, it is a kol shofar.
Even according to the Prima Gadish, why can't
the Shagasari is saying a person makes a kol shofar, it's as good of a kol shofar as a non-puzzle person. There's a different problem. I didn't create it. The problem is not that the sound is puzzle. The problem is I didn't create it. So I need that person to be my shlich to create it. So l'chaira, all I should need is a bar shlichus. I don't need it. I'm not making them a shlich to be moitzi me the mitzvah. I'm yoitzi the mitzvah by hearing. That's it. That's the beginning and the end of the mitzvah. In fact, if you guys have those of you that were here for a couple of years, would remember a couple of years ago, I answered a Rambam. The Rambam comes and he says, Gzeira de Rabba. What is the Gemara saying? Gzeira de Rabba. What does the Gemara say? What's the Gzeira? You don't pull a shofar, Gzeira, why? Very good. Is everybody here? Because you're going to go to a Bucky and he's what?
You're
going to
walk
with a Shulam. And why are you going to go to the Bucky?
To learn how to blow.
He's saying, very good. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Megillah. But guess what? The Rambam doesn't say that. What does the Rambam say? The Gzeira, you're going to go to a Baki, and what? And it'll blow for you. The Rambam goes not like the Gemara. The same Gzeira. But the Rambam says you go to the Baki, and it'll blow for you. So everybody else on the Rambam. You're going to go to the Bucky to bring the shofar to him. That's the kasha. The Gemara says you go to a Bucky, you learn how to blow. The Rambam says, no, ditch it. You're not going to go learn how to blow. You're just going to bring him the shofar. Why is Rambam going against the Gemara? Exactly. Why did the Gemara say it like this? So the teretz I gave was very simple, Rabbi Yisai. You remember? A little bit. I gave a push to teretz. So I want to ask you a shayla. Really, the Gemara is a pella. If you woke up Rosh Hashanah morning, right, and you didn't know how to blow, but you have a shofar, but you don't know how to blow, what's the seichel? What would you do then? Oh, let me learn how to be a baal tekeya. Does that make sense? That's ridiculous. I have a guy down the block who's a professional baal tekeya from Panzer. I never heard him miss a tki in my life. I never heard him even go, pfft. Every sound is like, it sounds like there's electric, it's electronic shofar. Yeah? So now I'm going to go, I wake up in the morning, I tell the Rebbe, oh, I don't know how to blow. She goes, yeah, what else is new? So I'm going to go to Avram Panzer, and he'll teach me how to blow a shofar. It's a shugging couple. Go to Panzer, let him blow for you. That's like waking up Shabbos morning and say, I'm going to go to Yitzchak Spivak to teach me how to become a Baal Kriya. Let him learn. So really, the Rambam is Prashat. The Kash is on the Gemara. Again, the Rambam should go after the Gemara. But the Kash is really on the Gemara. Why am I going to a Bucky to learn how to blow on Rosh Hashanah? You have a Bucky. Take it, and you're bringing the Shofar to the Bucky. When you sit down at the Bucky, okay, please teach me how to blow shofar. Meshuge, blow. The teretz is mitzvah bo yoisa mi bishluchai. Mitzvah bo yoisa mi. There's a mitzvah for me to do a mitzvah. Tak, if you look at Rabbah, based on the Gemara in the beginning of the fourth parak, Ksav Sefer says Rabbah takols yom tru. The mitzvah is tak. The blowing is part of the mitzvah. So Rabbi Lishitosai, when he brought down the Gzeira, he said, you go to a Chacham, and he'll teach you how to blow, so you could do the mitzvah, boy, Yosemi Bishluchai. But we paskin that they can mitzvah Shemiah. There's no mitzvah, boy, Yosemi Bishluchai. So that's why for us, the Rambam says, you go to a Bucky, he'll blow for you. Why in the world are you Rosh Hashanah morning learning, taking shofar lessons? So you want to blow a shofar, so you start Rosh Chodesh Elul. Not Rosh Hashanah morning. That's Pshat and the Rambam. So it's very Pshat. So it comes out, The whole point of the Shagas Ari is, I don't need the blowing. I just need a shliach to create the sound. It doesn't have to be a halachic sound. And then I'm yetzer with shmir. I'm doing the mitzvah by hearing. So then why can't I use somebody who's not chay as long as they're kosher for shlichas? And this is also relevant because you're talking about arvos. We had a shaila last year. This shaila I'm having this year is whether a cotton could be mitzvah or cotton. We had a shaila last year. This is quite a fascinating shaila. One of my talmidim was hired out to an out-of-town community to be rov. Just they don't have a rov year-round. Rosh Hashanah. So he had a job for Rosh Hashanah. Full job to do the whole maisa. His problem was his wife, he's staying like a mile away from the shul. Right? His wife doesn't eat before tekiah. She's a frum afroi. She's makpin. She wants to eat tekiah shofar. He's a mile away. He doesn't have time between shachar. He's employed. He doesn't have time to come back to blow shofar for his wife. And she was very upset. She's going to wait until late in the day to be yotzeh. She was not happy. So he asked an interesting shaila. He has a son who's 12 years old who could run back in the middle and blow for her. He said he could blow. Could the isha be yotzeh with a cotton? Could shaila. We'll get to that. We'll get to good shaila. Could the isha be yotzeh with a cotton? She's not mamish mechuyev. Could a woman be yotzeh with a cotton? That's a shaila I dealt with then. It was an interesting shaila. It was negeva maisa. He wanted to know if his 12-year-old son could blow shofar for his wife. There are many poskim who say a cotton could blow for a woman. She's not chayev anyway. As much as she has to hear a tekiah shofar, she's makabel chayev on herself. So it's definitely not mechuyev more than a chayev de rabbanan. It's true, the woman shavino alei chayev. Somebody else wanted to say, no. But once she was makabel l'chayv on herself, now it's a neder, it's the raisa. So he's a cotton, he's only chayv mid rabbonim. She was makabel on herself, chayv, it's a neder. So now, she is chayv mid raisa, and he's only chayv mid rabbonim, t'kishayv. Does that sit well with you guys? That's what somebody wanted to tell. Somebody wanted to tell that the woman, all the poskim say, a woman has to yashayf, they really want to kabbal on themselves a chayva. So it's like a nether. The mogel of home, the poskim bring down. She shouldn't eat takal l'chatchila, she shouldn't have a suda before tekiah shofar. Because they accepted the obligation. So now if that's the case, it's a nether. Nether is the raisa. So she's chayv with the raisa. The cotton is only chayv the rabbonin. He can't be moitzir. Somebody actually had that time. Could add a cute eitzah for that. You know why? The kid, his son was 12. It's a mufla samachlish. Midaraisa, he can make a nether. He could have made a nether for tekiah shofar, then he'd be on the same level as him. Okay, we're not going to go there. The bottom line is, so I wanted a taina that taina is not a taina. That taina is not a taina. Why is that? I'm not going to like shaka. Shaka is a problem. I'm not going to say I want to say that shaka is a das yochel. I wanted a taina that taina is not a taina. Similar to the taina I had on the Aruch HaShulchan. I don't know if everyone remembers this shaila. We had a fascinating Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan held in Ulcha Shabbos, he paskins, that if somebody forgot what say by Shalosh Shudis, he asked the bench again, who remembers that Aruch HaShulchan? The Aruch HaShulchan paskins like that. He paskins that if you have a guy forget, even though Shulchan Aruch paskins, no. Why? Kushal Shudis, you only need Paris. You could be yotzeh without bread. You don't need to have bread for Shal Shudis. So since you don't need bread for Shal Shudis, you're yotzeh, if you forgot what to say, the stipple says more than that. The stipple says if you went to a Kiddush in the morning, and you had Kiddush b'makom suda, and then you forgot Yalav v'yavah by lunch, that's already not Shal Shudis. You were yotzeh already by the Kiddush. Your second meal. So now you want to say you don't have to bench again? But anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan says no. Since the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Chatchili, you're supposed to have bread. And we're noyak to have bread, assuming your minig is to have bread. So now it's neder. You have to have bread. Unless you're somebody, you make shalshus without bread, then it's not a problem. But the Orach HaShulchan wants to tie in it. Anybody whose minig is to do with bread, now he's chayif that bread, now it's neder. Yeah? That doesn't sound familiar, Rabbi Isai. So I had a kash on this Orach HaShulchan. My kash on Orach HaShulchan was very simple. What's the halacha Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? You forgot Yalav Yovei. What's the halacha? Rabbi Groman, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you forgot Yalav Yovei. Normally, you forget Yalav Yovei, you don't have to bench again. Because you don't have to have bread. What's the halacha Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? We paskin, you don't have to bench again. It's Machlokes Rishon, we paskin, you don't have to bench again. Why not? Oh! Givaldik! Because Rosh Chodesh is not Machayiv Pas! I don't have to eat bread because of Rosh Chodesh. In order for me to have to bench again, it has to be I'm chayiv to eat bread out to Shabbos. So that was my time under Orach HaShulchan. Good, my minig is to have. So now it's Sulchus Nedorim, I have to have bread. But it's out Shabbos! But maybe I don't have to say Yalav Yovei again. Ritzei again. Sorry, we're going to Yalav Yovei to Ritzei. That's right, maybe I don't have to say Ritzei again. That day was... So I say the same thing over here. The fact that the woman was Meshava Choyva, good, but her Choyva is not more than the whole mitzvah of the Tekir Shofar. She made an edit to hear Shofar. But if all she has to hear is a rabbinical level of Shofar, so the neder is not more than that. The neder doesn't make her now like a man that she's chayv at the rice and tikkir bar chiyuv of tikkir shayfer. So that to me is not a time. So the question is like this: if a woman hears shayfer, do you need avos to be moitzi a woman? This is quite an interesting shayla. How is any? Oh wow! Oh my! Saka Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we'll stop here. But I'll just tell you something to go away with. Every time, whenever you might see a woman, and by the way, this kasha I'm asking you, davening neizah b'leibes sorachin with it. The Ramah brings down, right, that although you're allowed to blow shofar for a woman, even though you were yotz already, you can't make a bracha for her. Can't make a bracha for the woman. Why can't you make a bracha for the woman? No, come on. But why can't you make for her? Why not? Arvus? Oh! She's not chayiv. I'm only an aura for somebody who's chayiv. She's not chayiv in Tekir Shofar, so I'm not an aura for her Tekir Shofar. So I can't make a bracha for her. The Ramah says, but our minig is that women can make a bracha. So they make a bracha for themselves. I don't know why minig olam is not like this Ramah, but according to Ramah, whenever you blow shofar for a woman, she should make a bracha. I think the minig by most people is they just blow for the woman that no bracha. Definitely a man doesn't make a bracha. Can't. But the Ramah says, according to us, that we, the woman make a bracha mitzvah say she's man groma, the woman can make a bracha. Yivochu atzman. Again, I don't believe that's the minig. I don't believe people do that. I would tell somebody to do it. I'm just saying I don't believe it. Now, but there's no problem for them to blow. For them to blow for the woman. Have pashta kasha. It's not my kasha. Have no nezer. How is a woman yotze at all? She's not hearing shofar from a bar chiyuva. It's like she's hearing a shofar from somebody who's not chayiv in the mitzvah at all. If there's no arvus, you tell me that since she's not mechuyiv, there's no arvus. So that's why the man can't make a bracha for her. So why could he blow for her? The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah paskins that a non-bar chiyuva can't be moitzi anybody. So how is a man being moitzi a woman? He's like a chereshet of a cotton. A gadol who already heard tekiya shofar, who's not an arvus, is like a chereshet of a cotton. He's off the map. You understand? A gogel who already was yaitzer, without avos, he's like a cheresh of a cotton. So how is he being moitzi there? So I saw the Abnei Nezer years ago, I saw the Abnei Nezer Chus Rosh Hashanah at the end of the tshuva, he says, Tzorchian, how is a man who already was yaitzer moitzi a woman at all? For Tzorchian Ka'es, he doesn't answer it. No, but again, if you learn, the Mishnah Rashana seems to say that if you hear Shofar from a non-bar chiyuva, you're not Yetzer. So, shouldn't be Yetzer. According to Shagas Ari, it's not a very good shemak. You only need a shliach. It's true. If you hold like the Shagas Ari. Okay. Wow.